Michael Oliver argued in his Sunday report, the recent pullback does not signal exhaustion, but confirms an early stage regime shift into monetary metals. Momentum structures across gold, silver, and miners remain fresh. Relative performance leadership is intact, and key silver breakouts are holding. Volatility is treated as internal strength, not distribution.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. In the AM in New York, and we have a lot to talk about. The three stories we want to bring to your attention today are No Top, No Exhaustion. Michael Oliver explains why gold, silver, and miners remain nearly or early in a structural bull market despite Friday's sell-off. Second, Beijing says it out loud. Xi Jinping formally elevates the renminbi from internationalization to explicit reserve currency ambition. It's pretty significant. The third one is the silver market shock event that precipitated what we've been digesting the last 72 hours. A China-listed UBS silver fund halt collides with global futures markets, exposing who really sets the price. First, the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged. The dollar is up 6. The S&P 500 is down 17. The NASDAQ is down 19. The VIX is up 82 basis points. Spot gold is down $114 from Friday's 5 p.m. close. Spot silver is down $2 from Friday's 5 p.m. close. COMEX futures in gold are $4,800, up $57. Silver futures are $83.75, up $5. Both of those are from their 2 p.m. COMEX closes. Currently, in Shanghai, silver futures are trading $112. Currently in Shanghai, gold futures are trading $5,033. Both of those are down. The dynamic between the three is as follows. Shanghai closed before the U.S. closed. So Shanghai futures are down an additional $18 in gold and silver. COMEX silver is up from its close, which was at 5 p.m. And so the two of those should be narrowing in their basis. However, what you'll see close to the bottom there here is that the basis is now $28. The basis has widened in the sell-off now that all the markets are open at the same time, which tells you that Chinese demand is not satisfied. U.S. paper is selling the market down. If Chinese demand were satisfied, that basis, that spread would close, and it is not a VAT tax. It's a basis spread based on regional demand. Now, this is also tied in with a UBS fund. Let's continue on. You can see the rest of the markets. Let's continue on with the stories and we'll get to all this. First, Michael Oliver argued in his Sunday report, the recent pullback does not signal exhaustion, but confirms an early stage regime shift into monetary metals. Momentum structures across gold, silver, and miners remain fresh. Relative performance leadership is intact, and key silver breakouts are holding. Volatility is treated as internal strength, not distribution. That's our breakdown of his analysis. Second story, and this is actually kind of earth-shaking at the geopolitical level. Xi Jinping makes the RMB reserve currency push official. China has shifted from implicit renminbi internationalization to explicit reserve currency ambition. In newly published remarks dated 2024, Xi Jinping outlined the institutional, financial, and governance foundations required for RMB reserve status. The move signals long-term strategic intent rather than near-term dollar replacement, framed within a multipolar monetary system emerging under global financial stress. I would add, he wants the RMB, as pointed out to me very properly by a Goldfix founder, to be a reserve currency, not the reserve currency, which means if the euro, the dollar, and the yuan or the renminbi are reserve currencies, all three of those are currencies that need to be held in reserve. Now, the attraction, this is our contention, and it's very important. The attraction to the dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. The attraction to the euro is something similar. What is the attraction to the yuan? Why would I want another fiat to balance out my reserve currencies? The answer is it's not another fiat. It's going to be a fiat with implicit gold backing. And you can see that in the yuan's strengthening against the dollar slowly and orderly over the past several months. And that's a reaction to the yuan strengthening against, weakening against gold, which means that they're buying gold with their own yuan, which makes their currency an alternative. Their currency is a pure, will become, if they get it right, a pure hedge for the dollar. There will be place at the table for Chinese currency because of the internationalization that comes about from their tying of the currency to gold, as we have been predicting since 2022 and proved most recently in May of 2025 with their nodes and their vaults. It's all out there. The third story, this is serious stuff. And for them to release it now, 2 years after discussing it, tells you there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than you or I know. Next, the story that precipitated the silver fall, even though it isn't being framed this way, this is what's going on. An emergency halt of a UBS China fund tied to global sell-off. China's Shenzhen Exchange froze trading in the UBS SDIC silver long-only fund amid extreme premiums and volatility, coinciding with a sharp global silver sell-off and higher CME group margin requirements. Coordinated, we contend. Goldfix argues the move displaced stress into futures markets, reinforcing that Shanghai-driven interventions now materially influence global silver price discovery. The fact of the matter is this. The SDIC fund is a long-only fund. And being a long-only fund, you cannot short it. And if you cannot short it, then you cannot arbitrage it. So every time silver goes up one percentage point, this fund can go up more than one percentage point because you can't short it. You can't short it and arbitrage. You can't short the fund and buy the futures because it's not arbitrageable, because it's not a physical fund. It's a futures fund. Now, that creates a funneling effect. Anyone who has an account at the Shenzhen but not at the Shanghai will throw their money into that instead. And so you have what is essentially a derivative product, a shell or a wrapper on a futures product, which is a wrapper on a spot product. Now, did China know that they had a product that did this? Yes, of course they did. This is a product created, in our opinion, so you can do something like that, so you can capture demand without funneling it out of the country, without driving price. And now it's no longer serving its purpose because now China wants to buy silver. China needs to buy silver. China has put out its nationals saying, stop buying silver, start buying gold. It's just a fact that China is getting squeezed out of their long-term supply chains in Latin America by the U.S. Europe is concerned about it. You should look at a video that Josh Fair just put out while he was traveling from Germany to the U.S. He said in Europe, everything is fine, but they're worried about the second half of the year getting access to raw material. In the U.S., we have plenty of raw material, but limited capacity to create it. And in China, they have plenty of capacity, but no raw material coming in from Latin America anymore. And so therefore, their industrial demand is not being satisfied because they're worried about their future. And solar panels are a big part of their economy. 85% of the solar panels in Europe come from China. The other 15%, I think, come from India. So you shut down that industry, and what have you done? You've shut down a decent part of China's economy. They are green energy capital types. So those are the three stories. Moving on. Our additional news and analysis, silver and gold, four stories from Bloomberg News. Bloomberg is all over the news today with four stories, one after the other. Speculators did it. There's unethical people in China, et cetera, et cetera. And they're all legitimate news stories. And so what we've done is we've synopsized them for you and put the links to the four stories in there. Their four stories are all behind a paywall. Hartnett, ready for phase two, great silver and gold bull. As we told you over the weekend, Hartnett has, we did a walkthrough on this. Hartnett has gone through from a macro point of view and changed his big, which is bonds, international, and what's the G? International stocks and gold. The G is gold. Like, how could I forget that? To big and mid. And he reiterates staying long gold because in the second phase of the great gold bull market, it'll be about dollar debasement. And it's coming, and we agree with him. Bottleneck, deep dive into silver supply chain problems. We went into something called a bottleneck or demand destruction and displacement. Founders Sunday comments, Shanghai, and our little bit of a pithy speculation on solar silver rumors about a space satellite. It's light, but it's who knows? It could be true. And China wants to be a global reserve currency. That's the founder's take on that. As you can see, there are a lot of stories that aren't being addressed. So we're trying to get those out there for you. A special gold and silver reality check. This is when the market sold off what we thought would happen. We told people to watch for the basis spread between China and the U.S. As the market drops, if China's bid stays higher than the U.S. bid and doesn't collapse into it, then that tells you the demand is not satisfied. Incidentally, that SDIC fund is shut an additional day. So right now, you have an SDIC. What is going on? You have a fund with a billion people long it that want to get out. And so they're going like this, selling it down here. And so the fund's disorderly. If you don't have a balance or equilibrium, you shut it down, you find equilibrium. And in order to find equilibrium, you have to have an equilibrium in the futures market. And the futures market is equilibriumed right now. And once that happens, you can reopen it. So look for it to be open tomorrow. We will say this, this product is evil. It is a derivative on a derivative on a derivative product. And it's the reason that you have this issue right now. It takes a commodity, a pet rock, something that sits there, and it makes it into a futures product, and then a wrapper on a futures product, and then an exchange listed item on that wrapper. It is not how you invest in gold. It is not how you invest in silver. It is a gambler's tool. And it's why we keep saying to you, do not sell your physical. If nothing else, this should make you run to your coin dealer. Don't do that. I'm just making a point. The point is you buy if you want to buy. I'm not going to stop you from doing that. But this tells you that physical is king. And as the West is deleveraging, the East is trying to financialize. And in doing that, they're going to make mistakes. That's what's going on. Data on deck this week. Let me check this. Unemployment, so jobs this week. ISM, unemployment, and what have you. All right, let's go through a couple charts. This chart, a little confusing at first, but it may help you. The white line is the spot silver market. The difference between where the white line is and where the candle is represents the difference between where spot is versus how much higher China is trading than spot. So down here, back and forth. Up here, it starts to widen. And on Friday, it widened all the way up to here, right? And now it's this wide. So this is what you care about here. Just try and draw your eye to what you care about, what we think you should care about. See this here? That spread right in there between the white line and the candle. Don't look at Friday. Friday's no good because it wasn't a full day. They're both open at the same time now. So this spread is now this spread. The spread widens as the market drops. That's because Chinese buying is not done. Will it be done buying soon? Possibly. Will it collapse on top of the spot market? Possibly. It should. I can't believe it's not yet. That tells me that there's a lot of problems over there in the China financial side. It also tells me that it's a paper sell-off. And until this moves down to this, so it looks more like that again, this is a bullshit sell-off. And it's because of longs in China that have to get flushed out, and the West helped them. That's completely speculative. Anyway, let's look at a couple more charts. If you're looking for technical levels, I'm not really prepared to give them to you today. I would just say that long wick, this is the spot gold market. That long wick tells you that this is not over at all. Okay. Now, could it work its way down here? Yes. Now I'll go from gold spot to COMEX futures. It's actually a green wick. The difference between this candle and this candle is the difference between when spot closes at 5, because spot kept dropping, and futures close at 2 when spot stopped drop, when the market stopped. Okay? Same thing. Silver spot is up today, which is good. On its own, it's up. Silver futures are up even more, but it's still a red candle. See that? Silver futures are higher than they were. Well into the body here. Okay? Now let's take a look at China just for shits and giggles. This is China. That's a gap lower because while we were trading, they were sleeping. You cannot go by their settlement versus our settlement. You need to watch the markets while they're both open to get an idea of what the real spread is. You can see the rest of the markets. WTI is down 374. Now, as a macro overlay to all this silver drama, I want to bring up something that I think is very important. Separately, the world seems to be reacting very bearishly to the nominee of Warsh. So maybe something's going on in China. Maybe something's going on in the U.S., but the whole world is reacting in a deflationary manner. I would look for Chinese stocks. If they start to crap out in an aggressive way, then this silver stuff is just a sideshow. Something else is going on. But until that happens, the markets are acting, seem to be taking to heart too much the concepts of Warsh as being a hawk. I don't think he is, but who knows? You never know.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.